From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. Congress is a step closer to passing historic health care legislation. In the Senate today, Democrat Ben Nelson threw his support behind the bill, giving Democratic leaders the 60 votes they need to push the legislation through. Nelson was the party's lone holdout, opposed to abortion language and a provision for a government-run option that would compete with private insurance companies. Nelson says his vote depended on changes.
I know it's hard for some of my colleagues to accept, and I appreciate their right to disagree, but it's clear I wouldn't have voted for this bill without these provisions.
The Democratic leadership wants to get the bill passed by Christmas. The nation's capital is blanketed by snow in what's shaping up to be one of the worst winter storms the region has seen in years. Nearly 2 feet of snow is expected by tomorrow across mid-Atlantic states. Retailers are wringing their hands about all the customers who'll be shoveling instead of shopping this weekend. Danielle Carson reports.
The blizzard may look like a wintry wonderland, but it's a bleak picture for retailers who count on the last weekend before Christmas, typically the busiest of the year. The snowstorm is hitting major markets like Washington, D.C., Philadelphia, and Baltimore especially hard. Paul Walsh is an economic meteorologist with Atmospheric and Environmental Research.
For businesses that are really focused in those areas, this will take a chunk out of their entire sort of retail shopping season, because when you lose a sale, you lose an opportunity to make a sale.
But all is not lost. Walsh says once the snowstorm passes, there are still a few days left for those procrastinating shoppers. And he expects many people who don't make it to the malls today will just go online to buy those remaining gifts. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson in Washington.
After a final push of 31 straight hours of negotiations, the Copenhagen Climate Summit has concluded with what's being called an accord, but only in the loosest sense. Even some of its supporters admit they're disappointed in the substance of the document. Terry Schultz has details.
The conference of the parties decides to take note of the Copenhagen Accord.
Takes note. That's the strongest action that could gain support from all 193 countries on a text drafted and adopted by President Barack Obama and the leaders of Brazil, China, India, and South Africa. Many nations remained unsatisfied with the document's basic commitments, which include keeping the world's temperature from rising by more than 2 degrees Celsius, setting up a $100 billion fund to help poorer countries cope with climate change, and verifying emission cuts. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon welcomed the deal as a good foundation.
It will take more than this to tackle climate change, but it is a step in the right direction.
Ban says the commitments must be turned into a binding international treaty. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
From Washington, this is NPR News. Afghan President Hamid Karzai announced his new cabinet today. Some members of parliament are reacting with dismay. The response from the UN mission so far is cautiously optimistic. As NPR Saraya Sarhadi Nelson reports, the updated list is missing the names of two ministers that had previously been included.
One of them was the Minister of Urban Development, Gul Aga Sherzai, who probably many parliament members are not that fond of. I mean, he's a strong man from Kandahar. He's actually somebody the U.S. Likes. President Obama, when he was still a senator, went to Nangarhar. He went there to meet with him. The other name on the list that was not there was the foreign minister, Rangin Dadfar Spanta, who is somebody the parliament tried impeaching in 2007. In fact, they did have a vote which passed to impeach him. So what the presidential office said today is they were not going to introduce him until the end of next month, which would be after a conference, which is supposed to be held in London, with the international coalition partners to talk about funding for projects in Afghanistan.
NPR Soraya Sarhadi Nelson in Afghanistan. In Nigeria, militants say they have attacked an oil pipeline. The pipeline's operated by Chevron and Shell in Nigeria's River State. The attack violates a ceasefire with the government. Militants have been attacking oil installations and kidnapping employees for nearly 4 years. They're demanding the government distribute oil revenues to local residents. Pope Benedict XVI is closer to moving Popes John Paul II and Pius XII towards sainthood. Today, he approved a decree acknowledging both of the pontiffs' contributions. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News in Washington.